Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kemba Walker, and certainly the, I mean, the NBA, and I guess the rest of us shocked and saddened by the news yesterday. And I don't, you know, there's an argument that by even bringing up the media aspect of it, we're causing. I'm getting a text message from somebody who's like, "You guys are talking about the media aspect of this, so you're doing the exact thing that you're complaining about." Mm-hmm. I mean,
can I play the part of Curtis for a second? Oh God,
yes. Kim, yes. Jesus!
Really? Sometimes the media talks about the media. Is that too much for everyone waking up this morning who hasn't had their cup of coffee yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, exactly the way Kemba Walker just stated it, that's about as classy as you can put it. Everyone knows what may or may not have happened in his life. Everyone heard the news from years ago. Everyone had their opinions on it. And yes, it may have making someone who is now among the deceased and departed easier to have mocked or ribbed or hated on years ago. But how about just a little respect for the deceased? There is no time frame. This is your judgment. Use your own personal judgment that you have grown up with. Remember the lessons your parents taught you. Act like a decent person, for God's sake. Jeez.
Here's Chad from New Hampshire. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken. What's going on?
Hey, so I know these are two completely different stories, but I think it's funny how this morning you called one of the ABC journalists an irresponsible journalist.
Yes.
So here you are putting out fake news about the Connecticut home when there clearly is no Brady Connecticut home, Greg.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That news just hasn't been proven yet.
And I am a journalist.
No, you're not. No, you are not.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Does this maybe call into question the whole entire idea now because everyone looks to social media? And, well, I read it online, so therefore it's got to be news. Like, I think if ever we need to more clearly delineate who is a journalist and needs to adhere to that code and who is in the business of opinion, entertainment, or otherwise. Right? Well, I'm not a journalist. You're not a journalist? Do we have to adhere to that code just because we're on the airwaves?
Well, the problem has become that everybody gets their news from where? Social media. And there's like no qualifications for anybody to be tweeting this or Facebooking that or anything. So when you see something on social media, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is true.
I am a journalist.
When you had to prepare a news report before social media, you wrote it, and whether it was radio or television, it was a whole produced thing, and there was fact checking. And before you went on the air, they were like, "We got to make sure this is right." Now there's this attitude where, okay, I'm just going to fire off this tweet, and then, oh, that was wrong. I'm just going to delete it. You can't go with it that quickly if you don't have all the facts.
Mm-mm.
You can't do it.
We don't need to hear. I know this sounds crazy, but we don't need to hear from everyone every time something important happens. It's crazy.
Now this is not a direct comparison, and I'm sure I'll get killed for even saying this in somewhere comparing it. But when Brady and or Belichick pass away, don't you think the scandals will be brought up within the first 24 hours on social media and elsewhere? And is that disrespectful to mention it?
I mean, do you really think that that's going to be the number? Like, within 24
outside
hours,
of Boston,
it's going to be Spygate?
People will bring up Spygate.
For Brady, maybe for Belichick, but if that's what people bring up for Tom Brady, then this is a sad, competitive, jealous, bitter world.
Yeah. Oh, you're right about that. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, ladies and gents.
What's up, Joe?
Hello, Joe.
I just wanted to touch base on the fact that the sexual allegations are being brought up.
Yes.
The victim, supposed victim, and other victims around the world that have been victims of this stuff, it reopens unnecessary emotional trauma for them to bring up stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Danielle touched on that point already. There has to be some sort of line drawn in the sand of the respect levels. It was a part of his story, a part of his life, but to be the first thing to be brought up other than his legacy is totally disrespectful to not only him, his family, but to the victim also, who didn't necessarily need to relive all of that emotional trauma if it was legit.
Here's a text, though, with an alternate point of view, Ken, which says that cheating scandals aren't rape. He was accused of rape. So now he was. How do we feel about the fact that he was accused of something, wasn't convicted of something? But that's what CNN is talking about. You know,
I think they're just mentioning it was such a story. I mean, it was a national news story for many, many months, a huge part of his life, and he overcame that, if you want to spin it that way.
Listen,
and rehabilitated his image.
Christine Brennan on CNN, the words start to come out of her mouth, and then she has to acknowledge, essentially, that, wait a second, you know, I'm saying this. I just told you that Kobe Bryant passed away. I feel horrible, but I guess I have to say this.
Not good. Obviously, I'm not going to sugarcoat that at all. And well, it seems terrible to mention at this moment of his death that we're talking about the sexual assault allegations, the trial. That was a terrible moment, and that was not good.
It seems terrible to mention at the moment of his death. But here I am. I'm going to mention it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just drop, put it down. Put it down and walk away. Move on. That's fine. We're all going to know what you were thinking, but we're probably going to be all the happier for you not bringing it up. And wow, what the descriptive nature. And that was not good. Wow.
Well, in regards to the victim and the unnecessary trauma that she may be dealing with, that could be true. But isn't the alternate possible that she, if you don't mention it, she's horrified at the glorification of Kobe Bryant, despite the bad things that he has done?
Sure.
God.
I mean,
people, there's still smoke coming from a mountainside in Calabasas, California. It was reported at 12:46 Eastern, and by 3 in the afternoon, we're already going over the pockmarks on the career road of Kobe Bryant, personally and professionally. Please.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today? Happy Monday.
What's up,
Hello.
Mike?
Hey, Mike.
I hate saying this. For the most part, what Ken is saying, I don't agree with the mentality out there of people having to mention these things. But he did say something that I was literally just telling Stiz on the phone, you know, as, you know, kind of a summary of what I wanted to say with the Belichick and Brady thing. Now, there's more evidence that the Patriots cheated than there is that Kobe Bryant did what he allegedly did. And there are going to be people out there, God forbid, you know, God help us when that day comes, that are going to bring it up. And it's a sad, sad thing. I think I've touched upon this many times with many different subjects that we've talked about on the show, that we live in this awful, awful negative world where people have to be vultures and they have to dwell on the negative things. And it's really important to me as a person, and I think it should be important to everybody as a society, to stop, to just resist the urge to have that mob mentality, that to pray for the tragedies and actually just use common sense and try and find a way to be positive about things, because that is the downfall of society. The downfall of society is how negative we are, how much we dwell on the awful things, and how much we want to bring people down. It's terrible.
Well, people are now able to say things that they would never say to somebody's face.
Of course.
Never. They would never say it. In the old days, if you wanted to say something about somebody, you had to say it to their face. Now,
and there's no integrity.
There's no repercussion. There's no, you say anything you want, make up anything you want, saying, you know, and you're a keyboard hero, you know, and it's too bad, because the guy, you know, Kobe Bryant has a wife, three daughters who lost their sister and their father.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be the first thing that's brought up. Like,
but, yeah.
Give it a moment. Give it a little while, Ken.
Let me think of another great Boston sports arch rival who lived under our skin, took things from us, if you will, and gave us nightmares. Peyton Manning. Now, Peyton Manning has a couple of different charges against him, or that there were accusations.
Sure.
One of which was sexually inappropriate, if you will. And then, of course, there was the whole thing with his wife and receiving the box for Ashley, whatever. Are those the first things we're supposed to bring up? God forbid, if something were to happen to another somebody who was a rival of Boston Sports Forever. Or do we stop and take a minute and just think about the good that they've done in their life and the fact,
now you guys are twisting it. It's not the first thing anybody brought up, except maybe Tangley before he deleted that tweet. But, I mean, the CNN anchor, that's a 15-second clip. Do you think it was she went on the air and was like, oh, he was alleged to have raped somebody in 2003.
But Tangway is a good example. I mean, he deleted that tweet, but what did that tweet
And that
say?
Wasn't even that outrageous. He was just like, I don't know, I didn't agree with him off the court or something along those lines.
Are there people who, does Gary Tangway think that people thought he agreed with a rape allegation? Why does he need to? Why?
It's the framing. It's always the framing. Because you don't want to, because you want to put something out there to say I care, but you also don't want to make yourself look bad by saying you care too much because someone had a questionable life experience. Even tweet about it.
No,
don't even say anything.
Yeah,
you want to censor everybody? I mean, nobody can say how they feel.
Oh,
I mean, cancel culture.
Let me get Curtis back in here. I never thought I'd say that.
Let's see. This is Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey guys, how are you today?
Hey, Jer.
What's going on?
Peaches and cream.
Didn't it go away? We should get a bag of cash. Why does everybody think there wasn't enough evidence or whatever? She's got a bag of cash and it went away.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. But again, I don't want to be. That's not what I want to talk about today. It's not that.
Oh, but you brought the media. You want to just rip the media?
Oh,
Kettle, say a little to the pot.
I mean,
a Monday.
Who ever said, like, living with a permanent ombudsman in Ken Lair?
Ooh,
I just, like, can't go anywhere.
You're the ombudsman, so you're trashing
the media. No, I'm the Tombudsman. I take care of all things Brady. Otherwise, I do not speak to what I do not know, young Mr. Laird.
This is Carlos. Hello, Carlos.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I'm calling regarding the fact that people are bashing the name of Kobe by the raping situation.
Yes.
Which is totally wrong. This is not a time or the moment to do so.
Okay, thank you. This is JD. Hello, JD.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Yeah, we at least, as much as I don't like the Washington Post, at least they did the right thing by suspending their reporter that posted the link right after his death, you know.
Yes.
So CNN didn't do the right thing. The Washington Post did. And when you bring up the rape case from 2003, you know, she didn't testify in the criminal case. So the Eagles Sheriff Department, they end up dropping that case. So, I mean, I don't know why people, say that's such a black mark anyways. And you ask yourself, why wouldn't someone want to testify in a criminal case? Because if you get caught lying, you get sent to jail. So people got to take all that with a grain of salt. Thanks, guys.
I caution people to, I know it's very easy to assume like, oh, well, the victim didn't want to testify. It must have been a scam, wanted a bag of cash. I don't think you can, you can't judge whether or not an allegation is true based on a victim's reluctance to testify, especially in a rape case.
It was 17 years ago.
Right.
I don't know that a full on debate of what happened in that incident should be occurring now.
Mm-hmm.
During Dale and Keefe, that's 24 hours later. So Dale can talk about it. We can't this morning.
Do you think Dale wants to? Do you think that's what
Dale under the bus?
I'd say hour number. I'd say probably hour four of Dale.
Hour
and Keefe.
Four, we can get to it. Okay.
Yeah, but maybe by
crossover
hour four.
With OMF.
Mm-hmm. That crossover is a great spot to talk about sexual misconduct, Danielle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Let us get to what is trending this morning.
Mud at Night, weeknights 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, of course, Kobe Bryant in the reaction is all that is trending this morning. He and the death of his daughter, 13-year-old Gianna, also on the plane, included in the deceased John Altobelli, who was a former...
Helicopter.
Yeah, sorry about that. Plane. A former Cape League baseball coach from 2012 to 2014, and his son is Red Sox scout, JJ, hired in 2018. 9 in all, passing away this coming the day after Kobe was passed by LeBron James, 3rd all-time on the NBA scoring list. Manny speaking, here's Greg Popovich after his... game, the Spurs game.
Good game, tough loss, who cares? Most importantly, appreciate you all letting the locker room be tonight. Everybody's pretty emotional about the tragedy with Kobe, and all of us know what a great player he was, but He went beyond great playing. He was a competitor that goes unmatched, and it's what made him, as a player, so attractive to everybody, that focus, that competitiveness, that will to win.
And Scal's going to join us coming up at 8:05 for his memories of playing against Kobe in two memorable finals, of course.
Yeah, and can we just clarify, because I keep getting text messages which say, how about we stop talking about Kobe and talk about the 30 members of the military who died in a helicopter crash
in
yesterday.
2005.
And that did not.
It doesn't make it any better or take away from it. It did not happen yesterday. People do some research.
It didn't happen yesterday because you see something on social media.
Just Google it. If you Google 30 Marines and one sailor killed in a helicopter crash, it'll come up. As 2005, obviously a tragic loss, but it is not. Just click through. That kid that you just shared the link about was found in 2013. Take 5 seconds to click through the article.
Yes.
Celtics did play yesterday. Last night they lost in New Orleans 123-108. Zion Williamson had 21-11. Kemba 35 in the loss. They'll play Miami Tuesday night. Bruins on a bit of a hiatus. They did have a David Pastrnak All-Star Game MVP performance over the weekend. I know, Hillman, you were busy deadlifting, but any hockey All-Star activities? Did you see any of that? Nothing?
No, I did not.
Not a skate?
I was focused on getting ready for my deadlift and my burpees. And
You tapped out on the burpees, didn't you?
I did several burpees.
Can we just call them up-downs, please? I don't want to go down that wormhole, but can we just call them up-downs?
I can tell you this after participating in the CrossFit event yesterday in Marshfield. A, I can't walk. B, I will never do anything like that ever again. But it was a great fundraiser for the foundation.
I mean, why post that on Instagram? That is just offensive.
He tried, Ken. It was more than you did yesterday.
I put the effort forth, all right?
Yes. How do you know Ken wasn't doing CrossFit yesterday?
Zero chance Ken was deadlifting, squatting, or benching. Nope, Ken was not throwing up any PRs yesterday.
Getting that car seat in and out, Ken and I do the original CrossFit, dadding.
That's true.
Quit studying my lower body. This is the Greg Hill Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
We'll get to the news in about 10 minutes or thereabouts, and there is an irrational fear in the news. I don't even know if I can say it on the public airwaves, but there was a medical incident involving aggressive adult toy use.
Yes.
So this would be a warning.
This will be the first time, I think, in the history of either show that we've had to issue a cringe warning to women.
Oh.
Before doing a story like this. Usually it's men.
Yeah.
Because of the crotchal region.
Yeah.
But this is the first time we have to issue a warning to women.
Yeah. All right. So we'll get to that. Curtis is still out recharging his batteries.
The Chris Curtis battery level is currently at 20%.
Hi, it's WEEI's Chris Curtis.
Please put back on charger.
What the hell kind of slow-ass charger is he using?
I don't
he went
know.
From 15 to 20 over the weekend?
I mean, he's gone full-blown millennial with the lengthy recharge of the batteries.
Seriously.
Speaking of that, we got to talk about the, at some point this morning, we got to talk about the millennial, the breaking millennial houseplant news.
Yeah.
Based on the discussion we had about houseplants. I think that was your lead a few weeks ago, which was that millennials are spending $3,000 to $5,000 on houseplants instead of the actual house that you might put the houseplant in, and that that just shocked me. I mean, I get it with when it comes to a dog or a pet of any kind that you love and that you can hold and go to sleep with. I mean, can you sleep with a plant? Can you go to sleep with a houseplant?
Sure, but you could wrap a pothos around you or maybe a Hoya.
Yeah.
In a warm embrace.
But what is the, we might as well just do it right now. What is the news when it comes to houseplants?
22% of millennials report they're now afraid to get a houseplant because of their past experience with killing houseplants. Even things like succulents, which are almost impossible to kill.
Oh, that's kind of sad. So what are they going to go to now? A Peloton? Or like, what are they going to spend the money
on? Pet rock?
I don't know. Yeah, like the pet rock. You can't kill a pet rock.
Why are we even worried about the Wuhan coronavirus when people not actually having children because they're afraid to take care of it, let alone a succulent houseplant. Mm-hmm. We'll just kill ourselves off by not procreating any further because we're afraid.
I think we could do with the population control, Nick.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you do?
Coronavirus is just a fancy way to say purge. No, that's, no, people shouldn't say that. It's terrible.
With regard to Kobe Bryant, which we've been discussing this morning, here's a 978 text that said, "You have all been missing the point this morning. In a world where virtue signaling and fraudulent attestations about the impact of a celebrity's death abound on social media, normal people are pushing back. He died too soon. That's sad, but it literally has zero impact on my life." Okay.
Right.
Well, then you're saying what I'm saying, which is
Wait, is this virtue signaling? Is that text virtue signaling? I can't tell. I'm confused. But it's very meta.
My life's more important than Kobe Bryant news. All right, good.
I just don't understand the need to rush to social media yesterday and point out the negative thing that happened in Kobe Bryant's life. And you know what? I commend, it was the Washington Post that suspended their reporter yesterday, correct,
yes.
Danielle?
Yeah, Felicia Somnez is her name. She covers national politics for the Post. And she got on Twitter shortly after Kobe's death was announced. And she posted a link to an April 2016 story that the Daily Beast had done. And the headline was, "Kobe Bryant's Disturbing Rape Case, the DNA Evidence, the Accuser's Story, and the Half-Confession." Now, hundreds of people shared it and retweeted it, thousands of likes, a lot of people chimed in with comments. She then followed up in a now-deleted tweet saying, "Well, that was eye-opening. To the 10,000 people, literally, who have commented and emailed me with abuse and death threats, please take a moment and read the story, which was written 3+ years ago and not by me. Any public figure is worth remembering in their totality, even if that public figure is beloved, and that totally unsettling. Totality is unsettling. The folks responding with rage and threats toward me, someone who didn't even write the piece but found it well reported, speaks volumes about the pressure people come under to stay silent in these cases."
No, you felt the need to tweet it right away because you can't stand the fact that people are announcing the man's death and talking about the impact that he had on basketball.
Right. Or the world.
That's it.
I mean, are you going to go to Upstairs Joe and ask him to suspend me for even bringing it up on the show today? I'm a little frightened about the way this conversation's going, to be honest.
So you're
applauding the Washington Post?
Where do you stand on the Washington Post? Do you think they made the wrong decision by suspending her?
Yes. I mean, okay, take the tweet down. I'm not saying you should roll up the sleeves and go back in full force into the rape case, which I guess is what she did. Yeah, you can make a case for deleting the tweet, but suspension? I mean, we lost our minds. It's just part of his story. Were you really offended by that? Like, you saw the tweet come up. Okay, it's a link to an old story about the case. Are you offended?
I'm not offended by anything that I see on social media because it has zero relevance in my life. I think it's an odd thing when something happens like happened yesterday, where you have a tragic death of a 41-year-old father who's taking his daughter to a youth basketball game, and the two of them pass away. I think it's odd that people feel the need to rush to social media and try to get their share of likes based on what they can tweet or Facebook first. So I think that in the case of this Washington Post reporter, I think it is an odd flex when a guy has died with his daughter in a helicopter crash and his family is mourning. I think it's an odd flex to immediately go, "Hey, here's a link to the details on the rape allegation against him." Like, you know, what is she trying to accomplish? She doesn't like people saying positive things about somebody who passed away, correct?
I guess. I mean, I can't speak for her. Did she say why she put it out there? She thought it was part of the story. Maybe she was like appalled at the total overreaction on the other side of deifying him and making him a saint, as some have said. I don't know. That's, I mean, I didn't do it. I wasn't inclined to do it, but it doesn't bother me. I mean, it's just part of the whole picture.
It's difficult to turn a blind eye to the impact that a guy like Kobe Bryant had. And no one's asking you to turn a blind eye to any accusations or any negative moments in his human existence and his career. Understood. It doesn't need to be addressed or brought up or bandied about all over again. Like Danielle said earlier, how about, and I know this is going to be tough, just shut up. Privately mourn him. Talk to your friends. Text someone. Call someone. Write an email. Watch the news. I don't need to hear everyone else's opinion on something he was accused of a decade and a half ago.
Yes.
Jesus.
17 years ago. I mean, the guy won 5 NBA titles.
Mm-hmm.
One, it was MVP once, and he had, I think he had 18 All-Star appearances, correct?
I thought 17, but yeah,
I mean, an absolute massive impact
mm-hmm.
on the game of basketball.
Yes. Let's not think about all the great he's done, though. Let's focus on this. Let's not think about all the lives he's changed. Let's not think about how many kids could have been somewhere else or doing something with their life, but instead they got a Kobe jersey and they stayed up playing basketball, practicing free throws, did something good. Let's not think about anything he may have done with his money. This is coming from somebody who spent so many hours of my life just saying how much I couldn't stand Kobe Bryant because he used to beat the Celtics and he was such a competitor. And every time I saw him biting his lip after he gets one over Paul Pierce, I just kept thinking terrible things. And now, of course, you have to step back and realize the tragedy of his passing, the impact that they had, and you don't need to revisit all of the negative, for God's sakes.
Here's a text that says, so when Bill Cosby dies, we should only lionize Bill Cosby, Greg. No. You don't.
Awful.
You get, but again, when Bill Cosby dies, is the first thing that has to be mentioned the allegations about him that he's been found guilty of for rape?
Now, what do you mean first thing that's mentioned? I don't understand this verbiage. You've been using this for the last hour. So they rushed to
CNN.
This was the first thing she tweeted?
Ken, the woman on CNN could barely get out of her mouth the fact that he had passed away before she felt the need that she had to tell you that he had been accused of rape.
You were watching CNN?
Accused,
you watched
not
the
convicted.
Whole thing?
Accused, not convicted. What?
You were watching at the time?
No, I never watched CNN. I would rather
do CrossFit every day the rest of your life.
Hey, Rory.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Rory?
I'm just thinking about how, well, I don't know who this woman is that tweeted it or anything about it, but I wouldn't be surprised if back when Michael Jackson passed away, she was, singing his praises and all. You know what I mean? It's a similar situation in the fact that obviously they were both mega stars, world famous for obviously different things, but and then suddenly died. I know Michael was like having health issues and whatnot, but anyway, and Michael Jackson was accused, and I think we do know now, obviously, that he was doing some much, 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 much sicker things on a deeper level. So I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts on that comparison.
Yeah. Listen, here's a text that says you're willing to forgive that he committed a rape. No, I'm not. I don't know what he did. I wasn't there. I know that he was accused of it. Mm-hmm. I know that he settled with a woman,
mm-hmm.
and I know that he apologized.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't forgive that. Or
no,
I, but that,
of course
that has
not.
No bearing on. I don't know Kobe Bryant.
Right.
I appreciated his career as an athlete, and the man died with his 13-year-old daughter in a helicopter crash yesterday. And the hardos that are texting in have to be calling him out, like when he's essentially the wreckage is still sitting there on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I don't get it.
It's like Danielle said earlier, Greg, in the overreactionary world where everyone needs a click, a like, or to have attention paid to them because social media is the only platform of awareness, They want to make sure they say something nice like hashtag RIP Kobe. But if I say that, now does everyone think that I'm possibly someone who supports him considering what we all know about him? Right. So maybe I need to make mention of this.
And then, now I need to delete it. Now I had balls 10 minutes ago when I was tweeting, but now I need to delete it.
Well, unfollow this person. Who is this mythical person just that is so offending you? Just unfollow them. You are choosing to follow their emotions on Twitter. It's your fault, not theirs.
At Ken Laird. Unfollow. Click.
Hello, Derek.
You blocked me.
I muted you.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what's up, Derek?
Now, Greg, I agree with much of what you're saying, but I think you got to go easy on you being so offended here. And the reason I say that is, look at everybody, and it's been said already this morning, everybody does things in their lives that they regret or was a mistake or what have you. And the fact is unfortunately, when you do that, you make it part of your story. And when you're a celebrity, it's magnified times a million. Look what, you name him, Teddy Kennedy, when he died. I was probably one of them, I'll admit it. Chappaquiddick comes up real quick. So, I do agree with you, if you don't have anything to say, but, these people are in the media, and unfortunately the decisions that he made made that part of his story. So whether you're offended by it or not, I don't think you could be surprised that it comes up.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I don't know that I'm offended by it. I just think it, in the case of, we were talking earlier about TMZ and about making that announcement before the family knows, about ABC, making the horrible mistake of essentially saying that more than just his daughter died when it came to his daughters.
Yeah, like all of them.
It's just wildly irresponsible when the family is around, Derek.
No, I get that part of it, and I agree with you. And, some people have a filter and understand not to, tweet or do all this crap on social media in the emotion of the moment. But there are a lot of people who get paid to get on there and do what they do, and that girl is a reporter, and that's what she gets paid to do, and she thought that was part of the story. So I don't understand.
Why did the Washington Post suspend her then?
Because and this is where I didn't want to go with you, but this is what we talked about on the old show for decades. The pussification of America. The boss has every right to walk in and say, hey, take it down, smarten up. And now today you're going to write why you shouldn't have said that. Or, they could do that. But no, everybody rushes to judgment. Everybody wants to be offended. They want to be. And so that's why they did what they did. And here you are. That's part of the story.
All right, Derek. Thank you.
I mean, you think when Roethlisberger dies, speaking of like a Steelers fan, that's not going to be brought up in the first 24 hours? His allegations?
Do you think it should be?
I think it's part of his story.
Allegations?
The same situation as Kobe. I mean, he settled out of court, probably a bag of cash.
He was admonished by
the DA.
So when somebody dies, any allegation that has been lodged against
public figure,
any allegation that should be brought up in the first breath when you're talking about the person
depends
dying?
How big of a story was. In the case of Kobe and Roethlisberger, both huge stories and momentous occasions in their lives, which almost cost them their careers.
All right. It is 7:42. We got to take a break. We will be back with the news next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for
good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
Learn more about the Northeast Men's Clinic and what they can do when it comes to low testosterone or ED issues when you go to northeastmensclinic.com or you call 617-793-5000.
So a fifth coronavirus case has been confirmed here in the United States. Cue the panic.
Oh,
this
boy.
One in Arizona, according to an announcement by the CDC yesterday. The other victims... a man in his 30s in Washington State, a Chicago woman in her 60s, a man in his 50s in Orange County, California, an undisclosed age patient in Los Angeles County, and then, of course, this fifth one in Arizona. They say all five had recently traveled to Wuhan, which was the center of the outbreak. Now, Chinese health officials are warning individuals that you could spread the virus before you see the symptoms.
You're a carrier before you even know it.
Correct.
It's terrifying.
Now, the streets have been just empty. A lot of people are staying home in China. They're not going out. We actually have some sound from a woman who was walking through the streets commenting about what she saw and what she didn't see.
This is actually the first time I've ever seen all these bikes in one place. So if you want to see a real sign that people are not leaving their house, it's the fact that these bikes are actually arranged where they're supposed to be. Yeah, people are staying inside. This is the bus station, known as the kiosk. It doesn't look like buses are running. This pharmacy appears to be open. Yes, that's one place that's open.
Now, this is terrifying. Chinese officials are saying at least 5 million people left Wuhan before the travel restrictions were imposed. God only knows how many of them are carriers.
Where are they?
Everywhere.
We need to track everybody down.
Basically. I mean, a ton of people were traveling over the weekend for the Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big thing that people travel for. But yeah, the mayor of Wuhan said at least 5 million people had left the city. He said he expected at least 1,000 of some 3,000 suspected cases to be diagnosed with the highly contagious virus. The problem also that they're having is a lack of diagnostic testing. So this is, of course, like everything else, you go on WebMD, you either have lymphoma or the coronavirus. So the fever can mimic flu. It could be coronavirus. They just don't know what it is a lot of times.
Are you more afraid of this than you were of, say, SARS or the bird flu, or it seems like people are more terrified.
More, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I think it seems like this has a greater spread over a larger number of people. And I don't know. Because when the Ebola thing happened, it came on, it hit, that nurse got sick, a few other people got sick, it was mass panic. And then the story disappeared. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was like one day everyone was freaking out about the Ebola, and then it was on to the next thing. So I don't know if this is going to turn out to be the same way, but I also am concerned about information protection within China and what information they're letting out. You see a lot of commentary from people that are like, I've been there. They're not reporting anywhere near what it's actually like.
No, they say there's like 12 people in the hospital with mild flu symptoms.
Meanwhile, they're building a new hospital with 1,000 beds.
Right, like a secret hospital to quarantine everybody.
Yeah, and then you see that New York Post video of bodies piled up the other day, and you're like, I saw this movie. Yeah. It's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna never leave the house again. I'll tell you what it is, Greg. It's as simple as what happened yesterday. Social media. We have more ways for people to communicate. There are more ways for people to express their opinion. There are more ways for people to panic now.
Yeah.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
All right, so up to five cases here in the U.S. now.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The Navy is looking into dozens of videos on Pornhub where service members have reportedly been recorded through peepholes.
Yeah.
This.
You're also looking into dozens of videos on Pornhub.
I am, but with a different hashtag.
This clown fetish had me rattled all weekend.
I know. You're welcome. You're welcome. It's better.
What?
It's better than horror porn.
Oh yeah, you missed it. She has a clown Pornhub fetish thing.
Whatever, don't judge.
But what's...
Are
people participating in this in the Navy or what?
No, this is like it appears to be an involuntary kind of spy thing like the Aaron Andrews case. But they say an agent from the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, quote unquote, discovered the videos on Pornhub earlier this month. Do you sit there and you're like, oh no, oh, this, I should probably report. Oh, how am I going to explain this one?
Oh, now we finally know what CSI stands for. Clown Sex Initiative.
Hey!
Hey-o, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Some of the individuals, sailors and Marines, were reportedly assigned to the USS Emery S. Land, which is a ship that supplies subs and is assigned, not sandwich, sub sandwiches, submarines, assigned to a port in Guam. They say that they have begun notifying the people identified in the footage because some of them are wearing military uniforms with visible name patches, but the investigation continues. So who knows what's going to happen with that, but hopefully you're not affected if you are in the military. So Ball State professor in the news. His name is Jeffrey Mearns, and he, Shaheen Bora is the teacher's name, and he called police recently because students wouldn't change seats in class. Now, there was some kind of controversy over seat moving, and the professor said that he had felt threatened, so he called the police. Now, the president...
He called the cops.
Called the cops.
Because the kids wouldn't change,
they wouldn't
seats,
change seats
in, the class,
in the classroom.
And he's a college professor.
He's a college professor.
Okay. Triggered.
Now, Jeffrey Mearns is Ball State University president, and he said that the marketing professor did commit a gross error and had an unwarranted overreaction to this situation. But let's hear the professor in this cut.
Why am I moving in the middle of class? He legit stopped the class to try to move me. I've been back here on this PowerPoint.
Are you being drunk in the class?
No, I'm not doing nothing. The whole class is here.
He's been
cool.
On the
it's
lesson
cool.
the whole
you know what?
Time.
I'm gonna leave.
He's been on our work the whole time with a people that have done anything wrong.
Never.
Well, he should. He doesn't need to call the cops, but he should have just walked out. Like, if they're not. I mean, they're paying. What do you think they're paying to go there?
Right.
Correction. What do you think their parents are paying for them to go there? And if you don't want to learn, then the professor should just disappear.
Now, the Wiggy rule is you didn't go to college, so you can't speak on this story.
Right. I can't comment on that.
That's correct.
You're right.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Now, this irrational fear that you teased earlier this morning, Greg, if women are not aware, this is the first time I have to issue a warning, a cringe warning for women. Because of a story we're doing. Usually it's men's parts that are affected. This time it is a woman in Mesa, Arizona, recovering from surgery after getting a sex toy stuck in her bladder.
Wow. Passionate.
Please figure out the logistics on that, because I can't. I mean. Yeah.
Just very aggressive. I'm guessing. Just very aggressive. So that is a warning that is being issued.
It's a warning.
To women. Okay.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
Yeah. Be aware that sometimes that thing can just all of a sudden. The woman said it disappeared, but she could still feel the vibration.
Danielle. Please.
Come on.
Breakfast, Danielle.
Swear to God.
Oh, this is people eating breakfast.
Complete and utter panic.
It's like that kid wasn't there a kid in the news around Christmas time who like swallowed his earbuds?
Yes, AirPod. And he was afraid that it would play music if it went off.
Yeah, so she could still feel the vibration.
She could still feel, hopefully the battery will die quickly.
I'm so horny I haven't used my vibrator in weeks.
Well, now I have to leave and go home and recharge my batteries. Thank you. Load them up. Sandy Springs, Georgia, a jewelry store owner attacked a would-be thief with a pickle jar. Mm-hmm. This is a brazen robbery that happened Saturday afternoon, middle of the day, and there was a group of robbers that went in to try to do a smash-and-grab thing. They held up customers at gunpoint, and the owner was coming back from lunch when he saw the robbery happening in progress. So the owner went on the attack and had a bag full of glass pickle jars, I think for maybe display purposes, and whacked one of the robbers in the head. They have identified the three people involved in the robbery, and this is the Good Samaritan that was involved.
They had hammers, and they just smashing the glass, and they were just breaking everything and grabbing all the Rolex watches. He hit them with three bottles of pickles and juices and these all over the glass, and then I pretty much just grabbed and subdued him.
I subdued him.
Luckily, there were pickles around, I guess.
Good stuff. Now, there's an update on a story happening in Colorado. I think we touched upon this last month, but there was a fertility doctor who's alleged to have used his own sperm to impregnate several women. And when these women discovered this, they sued the doctor on the premise of fraud and I think a couple of other things.
Because they had picked somebody out, profile-wise, that they thought they were getting the sperm from?
No, this is where it gets interesting. The women had requested an anonymous sperm donor. So they never went through any profiles, didn't know anything about the background of the male, any looks, schooling, hereditary stuff, any of that. So Dr. Paul Jones, in court, said that the women have no legal claim against him because they requested sperm from an anonymous donor, and that's technically what they got because he was anonymous. Mm-hmm. He said anonymity should benefit both sides, including the donor. I believe six families at this point have filed a lawsuit alleging negligence and fraud.
The guy probably was just short on donors that week at the clinic.
Yeah.
And he felt like he had to do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Maybe they had a 20%
off sale. It was like a do-your-job thing.
Yeah.
Or has a massive narcissistic God complex.
Yeah. And anonymous.
The families reportedly, of course, all found out about this connection through DNA testing, which is one of the worst things to happen to our society in the last 20 years.
So. All right, Danielle, thank you.
Thank you.
We will talk to Brian Scalabrine next and get Scal's thoughts on the passing of Kobe Bryant.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.